This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Jeez, the invasion is on. The invasion is on, and full-on invasion. It's going to continue indefinitely. That's what we understand. As many as 5 million, listen to this, as many as 5 million coming our way. Those are some of the numbers that are being thrown around right now. Now, we warned you about this months and months and months and months and months years ago, and here it is. And the President of the United States is faced with this dilemma. Declare it a national emergency or just let it go, just shine, shine, wink, wink, nod. Nothing to see here, just move along, as Nancy Pelosi would want you to do, right? Or want you to think about. The invasion is on. We're going to be talking about that, of course, today. And associated other little gambits coming from the left. Also, the really, really big news is that Chicago wants to become its own state now. Chicago. Wow. I wonder who's going to be the governor of Chicago. Well, there's been a lot of names circulated around already from what I understand. A lot of names, and a lot of people saying, wait a minute, who's going to be the governor of Chicago? Yes, there's been an actual bill. This is the way to do it. I mean, this is one way to do it. I think there's some processing that needs to be done in front of the bill, but, you know, they might be a little bit premature. But, you know, the notion, the thought, the idea of Chicago being its own state, I can't think of a better idea. Can you? Rahm Emanuel as governor? No, I don't think so. He really hasn't been that great of a mayor now, has he? But the fix is in. Chicago, shy style, you know. Chicago as a state. The great state of Chicago. Can you imagine all the introductions for this now? The murder capital of the United States as its state. Man, the president could label it as a terrorist nation. Nation state. Well, you know, just a few thoughts. But what an idea, making Chicago its own state. Now, clearly, let's take a look at the situation there. I think there's several million, 3-4 million people that are in the Chicago area. That's clearly enough. You know, back in the day, in order to be a state or a territory, then a state, you have to have about 65,000 people. That was it. So, they qualified. I mean, that was kind of one of the numbers that was rolling around, either a territory or a state, or actually to be statehood, I think it was a 65,000. That was a number. I may be wrong, and I'll go check that fact, but in my deep research, that was the number that came up. So clearly, Chicago has got the capability of being a state. It has all the prerequisites. I understand it's going to be a little bit shy on the territory. But it seems to me that this bill, from what I understand, that's been proffered by a Republican to make Chicago its own state has got some possibility. Now, if you're a Democrat, you got to be biting at this. This could be two more senators for you. Now, you know that the first hurdle, which would be to get the state capital of Springfield. Springfield, Illinois, to agree to send this little baby on to the Congress. And the Congress, well, of course, you know what's going to happen in the House. Absolutely. They'll give us at least two more senators. Then they'll go, wow, awesome. Then they'll send it on to the Senate, and the Senate's going to say, no way, hoser. It's just not going to happen. It's just not. But let's think about this. Who could be the governor? Barack Obama. Shocking. Or at least Michelle. No, Michelle's running for president. I mean, she shows up last night at the Grammys, right? They're putting her out there as the name. It's going to be Michelle Obama for president. Really? And what qualifies her? I guess it's a law degree that she's had revoked. Her license, I should say. Her law license has been suspended. That would do it. That's a qualifier, right? Suspended law license. That would do it. Now, what about other things? You know, what about other things? Let's see. Other people. So Obama could be a candidate. Rahm Emanuel could be a candidate. Oprah. That's Oprah. There you go. Oprah Winfrey, the governor of Chicago. Well, why not? I mean, think of that. She could give away free cars to everybody in Chicago. Well, they'd have to pay the taxes, of course. You know how that goes. Remember that? That was a stunt. She started giving away free cars to everybody in her audience one day just to give away. And then, of course, people were really upset because they weren't paying. I guess Oprah wasn't going to pay the taxes on the car. But the brand-new car, let's not say a $30,000 car, that's a whopping tax bill. And some of these people weren't prepared for that. So they couldn't accept the gift, if you know what I mean. So Oprah could be. What's the other guy? There's some other guys in Chicago we could turn it over to. How about Butkus? Is he still around? Chicago football players, baseball players, anybody you want. Michael Jordan. Anybody you want could be Chicago's. Well, oh, I got one for you. I got one. Now listen, this is a perfect candidate. He's from Chicago. He's a slumlord. And he's a guy that just fits right in with all the criminal activity that goes on in Chicago. Did I say that? Chicago having criminal activity? I'm shocked. The land of Al Capone? Oh. And Saul Alinsky? Shocking. And Barack Obama? Not so shocking. But, you see what I'm saying? The land of, how about this one? This is the one I like. Somebody who could come there pre-qualified. Somebody who has run for governor. So, imagine this. somebody who has run for governor already. So he's didn't quite make it in his state, but he's from Chicago, and because he's from Chicago, it doesn't matter. He can be as corrupt or whatever as he wants to be, and those people in Chicago will go for it. The new state of Chicago should have John Cox. He ran for governor in California. He's from Chicago. He fits right in. He's a slumlord capability. He's got everything. Everything. Is Hillary from Chicago? No. Could be. How about Bill? I know. Elizabeth Warren. Why? I don't think she's from Chicago, but why not? Ah, here you go. Her name is Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What do you think about that? She could be the governor of the great state of Chicago. Boy, progressives would just be loving that one now, wouldn't they? I don't think Michelle would fit in. No, she's more prone to the White House at this point in time, obviously. So, can you imagine if we get the new state of Chicago in Obama, Michelle Obama as president, and Ocasio-Cortez as governor? Or I like John Cox. John Cox of California. Oh, I'm sorry. He was an import to California so he could run in California, because that's what the Democrats wanted. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh.
Well, I guess you're probably wondering what in the world is going on with negotiations with the border wall. This is the latest, came out of Fox this morning. Got the audio. Here you go.
We'll talk about this week, and we might have one that implodes, and that's where we're heading. We were so optimistic on Friday, Senator Shelby and others with the 17 people panel bipartisan, trying to come up with some type of border agreement. We thought we were focusing just on the wall. Instead, we find out we're focusing on beds as well.
Well, that's what we said on Friday. It came down to beds and border security.
Beds and border security. So the Dems have broken off basically any discussions. You know, they got the 15-day window. Right now it's the 11th. They're going to come up on Friday. They're going to think, oh, my God, we're going to be a shutdown or whatever. So now they started to really kind of lean towards things and kind of giving some money to Trump and things were starting. But now all of a sudden they pulled out beds. The beds. Now this is something that came up with the jails and why we emptied out jails in California. Remember, because we didn't have enough bedding. We had overcrowded the prisons. Didn't we, in California? And there was a lawsuit. And so it came down to bed. So they said, well, you know, we can let people out. We can just let people out. See, the way California goes, the rest of the nation too. So now it enters into negotiations because we've got all these people coming across the border. And if we can limit the number of beds at the border that ICE can provide, ha-ha, then the rest of the people just go free. It worked in California.
Structure. They didn't even get to that. What it all comes down to now is the Democrats are trying to limit the number of detention beds. In other words, now think about it. If you arrest somebody, if you're ICE and you arrest somebody, if you're going to arrest somebody, you've got to have a bed for them. So really, the administration is steamed at the Democrats because they're telling the administration how many people they can arrest ICE in a year, and they want to cap it at 16,500.
What's interesting is if you look at prisons across our country, people are saying, we don't have enough beds, we don't have enough beds, we've got to let people out who have the shorter offenses. Here we are on the border. We have the number of beds. Republicans want to pour the money out so that the criminals don't come in our country. They're detained and they have the beds. Yet Democrats are saying, we don't care if you have too many beds, we want to limit the amount.
So we thought we were focusing on just, okay, they're at 1.3, this House was. The Senate had $1.6 billion for the barrier. And then we're trying to get, trying to see if there's a number between the 5.7 the president wants and the 1.3 is what Nancy Pelosi said. So they're getting close to $2 billion, and then they spring this push on ICE. Remember they said they want to abolish ICE, and they got so much backlash at the Democrats, and they pulled back from that?
Right.
They are slowly trying to abolish ICE, and they're trying to do it by diminishing their impactfulness and allow people that they normally would detain to keep away.
See, this has all been done in California. And I'm telling you, we experienced this in California about 5-6 years ago. So if you want to know what the Dems' game plan is, what happened in California 5 or 6 years ago or even before that, that is the plan. They're executing the California plan for ICE right now, which is what they've been doing. See, they've been hamstringing California law enforcement for years. And one of the ways was to control the number of beds. Let all the criminals out, basically. And that's what happened. Lesser offenders got out. Then there was Prop 47. You know, this business about lessening the criminal statutes, you know, for minor offenses. No jailing, just a ticket. You have, as an example here in California, you walk into a store and you steal, and you take and put it in your cart, about $900. This is no joke. You put in your cart $900 worth of material from a store, let's say one of these big, you know, super, well, I can't say the clubs or anything, but you put in product in your cart worth $900. You just walk out the door. Don't pay for it. Heck no, why pay for it? And they'll let you go. The store will let you go. Because that's the law. You can do that. Now, it's stealing. And you could get a ticket for that. That's what it is, Prop 47. This is the stuff that California is into now. And this is no joke. I've seen people in I don't want to say what, you know, the depots or anything. But, you know, I've seen them. And the employees have been told to stand down.
This is no joke. So this is what's happened here in the situation with ICE. It's the same strategy. It worked in California, so it's certainly going to work at the national level with ICE. It's not a surprise.
To go into the general population. So we got roughly 40,000 beds. They want to cut it back as many as 35,000, maybe less.
They're trying to cap it at 16,500. And the president, I am told, will not agree to limit the number of criminals that ICE is allowed to arrest. If there is a shutdown, and it is a real possibility on this Monday morning, there will be a shutdown because the administration will not allow the Democrats to put a number on the number of people ICE can arrest in any calendar year. It's not about beds. It's the number of people who can be detained. So there, and that's what it all comes down to.
So there could be a shutdown on Friday.
Absolutely.
Because folks who are negotiating, they say it's completely broken down right now. The president tweeted about it. He said, the Border Committee Democrats are behaving all of a sudden irrationally. Not only are they unwilling to give dollars for the obviously needed wall, they overrode recommendations of Border Patrol experts, but they don't even want to take murderers into custody. What's going on?
And meanwhile, there's going to be more talk at the border today. The president's going to have a rally in El Paso. Beto O'Rourke's having a little bit of a march right to...
Okay, so what is going on is the California plan. The California plan is what they're executing, and this is what they've done. They've tried it out here, and now we can do it. We can go national with it. The criminals will run free. Lawlessness. Why do you think we grieve every week about lawlessness in New California? It's lawlessness. Lawlessness, lawlessness, lawlessness. That's what's going on. So this is where we're at today in the United States. California planning, what happened in California goes to the nation. Right? Okay, there you go. So unlawful behavior. And, you know, they're saying they want to limit the number of beds, and the president said that they can. In other words, what it means is that, well, we get to our quota of 16,500 arrests. Now, it's not just a mind bog a month or something. We could go no more. Sorry, you guys, we stop enforcing the law because of the beds. This is what. See, there was a lawsuit. Shocking. A lawsuit. I think it was the Ninth Circuit. Federal offense because we are overcrowding in California. This is where this all came from. This was the gateway. See, they used the lawsuit there to be the gateway for this travesty, of course. And that's the precedent. See, they set the precedent in California. So now they must comply. And you can bet there's going to be a lawsuit filed on this. You can bet it. Just like they did it in California. Isn't this interesting? This is how they game the system. This is how these folks game the system. This is what's got to stop. This is what's definitely got to stop. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. So the border thing is still on. I think that there's going to be an emergency declared by the president. And more people are saying the same thing. And now it's kind of interesting. The... people are saying, well, this is one of the things that they're saying. And I think that about the emergency, I'm going to put this. We have a story up on Agenda 21 Radio on the website. As soon as I can find my own website. Hello. Trump leans towards declaring a state of emergency on the border. See, this is what he's doing. He's giving him every chance to come up with an agreement, and then he's going to do something. He's going to drop the hammer. And this is what we're seeing right now. President Donald Trump gave his strongest indication yet Friday that he will soon declare a state of emergency, bypassing the need for congressional approval to fund a controversial U.S.-Mexican border wall. Now, when we come back, we got a break coming up. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what I think he ought to do. It says that Trump hinted in remarks at a White House meeting on cross-border trafficking that a declaration which would further heat the political temperature around the issue could even come in a State of the Union speech to Congress, but it didn't. Anyway, so he's saying now that's a possibility. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So before the State of the Union address, Donald Trump came out and gave a hint that he would lean towards declaring an emergency at the border. In a statement, he was saying that he was leaning towards bypassing the need for congressional approval to fund the controversial U.S. border wall. He hinted in remarks at a White House meeting on cross-border trafficking that a declaration would further heat the political temperature around the issue. Could even come in his White House State of the Union address, but it didn't. Quote, this is something he said before the address. Well, I am saying, listen closely to the State of the Union. I think you'll find it very exciting. Now, and we did. We have found it very exciting. He was saying at the time, and I'm thinking about it, he said in declaring the emergency, I think there's a good chance we'll have to do that. Now, here's the deal. That was before the State of the Union. Now we have had the State of the Union, and he made illegal immigration and the problem with the border a big feature. There were two big features that he made. One, the statement about socialism, and this one, and of course about the economy, which is an incredible positive thing, right? But clearly this emergency is this situation at the border is clearly an emergency. And it's really hard to think that it's not. Right? I think it is. I think it is an emergency. Now this is what I think the president should do. I think the president should take whatever money is offered and take it. Take it now. Call them out. Because what they're going to do and what they want to do right now is they want to obstruct anything they can and delay. The longer they delay, the more immigrants they bring in. That's their strategy. We're looking at upwards of 5 million people in the near future. My thinking is take it. take whatever money, because it's going to, this money is going to take a couple years to go through to build the wall. A lot of things can change at that point in time. Then what I would do is declare a national emergency. That's what I would do. You got the money, then declare the emergency. That's what I would do. And you have, this is the other thing about the national emergencies. They have been declared, this is 1975, I think the law went into effect. This particular situation would fit right in with every other national emergency that we have. It's pretty evident. It's pretty obvious. There will be lawsuits. You know that. I think the lawsuits will be dealt with quickly. There's too much precedent. In legal precedent, there's still several of them. I guess there's 18 or 19 of these national emergencies that have been declared still in effect. There's lots of legal precedents for this. I don't think they'd stand a chance in court. I really don't. And I think it would move quickly through the courts in an expedited fashion. And I don't think it would stand a chance because this is an obviously bad situation at the border. It's an emergency out of hand. It's a flooding across our border, which requires our troops. Now, here's the other part of the strategy. On the other side, on the Dem side, it's clearly what they're doing. You probably heard that the governor of New Mexico pulled out her National Guard troops. Remember, she's running through the wall. There's a demonstration about that. What is Gavin Threesome Newsom doing right now? Pulling out California's National Guard. In other words, come on, baby. We're pulling back the National. You guys flood across the border. We're at war, ladies and gentlemen. Real simple. Extraordinary needs are demanded to protect our border. When you have governors sitting in place that are allowing these savages, monstrous people that want to come across and kill all of us, guess what? It's a war. Now, are these people the one? Are all of them savage? No. But are we letting those people that ICE should be arresting across the border? Yes, and that's what they want. So let's make that definition very, very clear. You have the pawns in front. You have the innocents in front. That's their game. Or now they're mixing in with the innocents. At any rate, it is a flooding of humanity across our borders that should not be allowed. The people that come across the border that want freedom and liberty, obviously because of what's going on in their own countries, they're the innocent victims in all this at the hands of the people down south that have organized these caravans. And they're using the innocents. And this is why we should protect these people. Make it very clear the border is closed. See, by us not coming out with clear signals about the border being closed, we're allowing these innocent people that are mixed in with everybody to be the victims. To be the victims of the criminal cartels. The very people we're trying to stop from coming in. Yet, we're watching Nancy Pelosi and we're watching Gavin Newsom open up the borders, right? Or keep the borders open. Or delay, delay, delay until any action can happen. Because every day's delay, it's another 5,000 to 10,000 people coming across the border illegally. They know that. That's the strategy. Gee, I wonder why Gavin Newsom would be joining in on that fun, right? What we ought to do is have all these people. Oh, that's already been tried. People have jumped the fence, so to speak. They got arrested. No, I'm sorry. I left out the good part. They jumped the fence at the governor's mansion in Sacramento. They invaded the governor's mansion property in Sacramento. And what happened? They got arrested. Yeah, darn tootin'. Now, oh, I'm sorry. The governor wasn't home. No, he doesn't live at the mansion any longer. Oh, no, he can't live at the governor's mansion. Oh, no, 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 no. No, Gavin Threesome Newsom can't live at the governor's mansion. He has to live in the all-white neighborhood. Yeah, $3 million home. The house just didn't quite fit in with their plans. Because, you know, Sacramento and that area where the house is it's, oh my gosh, it's a mixed neighborhood of all sorts of Americans of different shades and sizes and shapes and colors and everything. And he can't have his kids growing up around that. No, they have to go to another neighborhood far from Sacramento and live in a mansion there, a $3 million mansion. It's more suitable because it's a white neighborhood. How obvious can this get, ladies and gentlemen? How obvious can this get? You got Nancy Pelosi allowing the borders to be flooded in. Gavin Newsom allowing the borders to be flooded in. What is it, the ideology that drives these people to do these kind of things to our great nation? They want to see it destroyed, overrun. What is it with these people? There's got to be something that centrally drives them the same way because it's the same kind of behavior. And what about that governor of New Mexico? What about them? Is there an ideology that drives them? What do you think? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. It's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be back. Call in line is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Thank you.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. Okay. Who's really crazy? New York Post. New York Post. This is from the New York Post. Trump's sanity highlighted by Democrats' crazy disastrous spectacles in two states. Oh, no. This is, of course, obviously talking about Virginia and other places. Gosh, the Democrats, this whole thing in Virginia is just unbelievable. So this is an opinion by Michael Goodwin of the New York Post. He says, if you are of the mind that President Trump is to blame for everything wrong and wacky in our politics, then last week was a very bad week for you. Bad week for you, especially in light of Illinois, Chicago, the great state, potentially, of Chicago. The evidence begins with Trump's very good State of the Union speech, where he was alternately conciliatory towards Democrats and ruthless in contrasting his policies with theirs. Reckless in their rhetoric and resistance, Dems make themselves vulnerable to charges that they should support open border socialism and infanticide. And of course, that's another big one, isn't it? I love these kind of things. It says, it doesn't help that a lasting image of the speech were the women in white brigade scowling throughout, rising enthusiastically only to celebrate the president's recognition of them. I know that was, and there's things about, now, you know, because they were up and jumping up and down, they're calling them the dancing aunts, and I'm not going to say any more than that. There's memes. Listen, I got to tell you, the flood of memes and jokes. Political satire is in. I mean, my God. It is overwhelming, all the stuff that's going on. For more proof that Trump is not the root of all madness, consider the spectacles Dems created in two states. You know, here we go. Start with Virginia. I knew we could do this one. Where the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, all Democrats, spent the week ducking calls to resign. Oh, no. I can't imagine being like that. Hypocrisy ran wild, with the AG among the first to call for the governor to quit over a blackface scandal, then being forced to admit he was guilty of the same offenses as a teenager. Now, here's the problem. The governor. I'm going to see if he's got more in this article about this, but I'm going to get back to the abortion issue, which maybe this is all about drawing attention away from the comments that the governor made about abortion, which were just unbelievable. Late term, you know, 40-week abortions. Sure, murder a baby after they're born. That's okay, right? Mm-hmm. Says, meanwhile, the lieutenant governor was rocked by two sexual assault allegations, with both women publicly identifying themselves and telling their stories. That's wicked. Is this a... This is a Kavanaugh thing. Given the left's casual use of the words racist and rapist to describe Trump, leftists everywhere felt heat to sacrifice the three Virginia officials, lest they forfeit the right to weaponize those words again. Not much time. It says, this was, however, a problem with such purity, for it would mean a Republican, the head of the state's House of Delegates, would become governor. Shocking. Shocking. See, there's a succession of authority that would go on. The head of the state's House of Delegates would become governor. Yikes. Confident that partnership would prevail over principle, all three misbehaving Dems were refusing to go. That's the issue. We'll just hang together. We'll just swing in the breeze together. Because this is really one of those kind of moments. There was also another complication. The lieutenant governor is black. God, we got to throw the race card in there. And how would it look if he had to resign? And the two men white. who wore blackface kept their jobs.
Oh, no.
Live by identity politics, die by identity politics. This guy's good. This guy's good. Now, we're reading this. This is an opinion by Michael Goodwin of the New York Post. I don't want to let you down by that. Live by identity politics, then die by identity politics. Okay, New York Dems, meanwhile, prove they, too, are capable of screwing things up without Trump's help. Well, we haven't even gone to California. That's the third state, but that's okay. Both the city and state governments have built a financial house of cards and are fast approaching an economic reckoning. Income tax revenues are falling off a cliff while hiring and spending continue to climb. City spending has soared by some 25% since 2014, including a planned $3 billion hike this year, even as income tax collections are declining by nearly $1 billion. Shocking. This sounds like California. Because, listen, the guys missed the point about California. They're doing the same thing. They're over the financial cliff. It says the state projects its income tax collections will decline by $2.3 billion, or about 4%, just as politicians begin their annual budget binge. Already, the state plans to spend $176 billion, an increase of nearly 4%. By the way, Florida, with a million more people, manages to get by with spending just $89 billion. Oops. And without a state income tax. That sounds a lot like what New California is going to look. I hate it when this happens. I hate it when this happens. Because, you know, California is just like New York, except, you know, times five or something like that. The budget in California is 220 some billion, by the way. And without a state income tax, that's Florida at $89 billion a year. What is wrong with that? And no income tax. What is wrong with that picture? For New York, anyway, in California, and in Virginia. Oh, man. De Blasio. He's another one. He's going to cut spending. Sure. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, everybody's talking about John Cox being the governor of Chicago. Because, you know, they are going to be a state, right? In the 51st state, Chicago. They processed a... We're going to talk about this in the third hour. An actual bill that's been brought forward to create a new state called Chicago. Well, you know, there's merit to the bill. There's Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. I don't know if they really followed that, but they have a bill, apparently, or a resolution, one or the other. I think it's a bill, actually, before the assembly in Springfield, Illinois. Now, imagine this. They're going to make Chicago a state. The great state of Chicago. And is it going to be Oprah Winfrey as governor? That would be the question. John Cox is the lieutenant governor. Or, you know, now listen, Oprah has not had any kind of electioneering going on. Now, my understanding that John Cox, he has run for office many times in and around Chicago. And then he runs off to California seeking and thinking he could actually become governor of California. And the Republicans, the wonderful, wonderful Republican Party of California, so loyal to the president, of course, and so loyal to the Democrats in the monoparty system in California, they embrace John Cox. But, you know, John Cox loses again. A lot of people don't know he's run for office many, 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 many times, but has never won. I wonder how all of a sudden he becomes the darling of the California Republican Party. I just wonder how did that happen. But, you know, he'd probably make a very, very good qualified governor of Chicago. Oprah can be the lieutenant governor. She's got to have some experience, you know. She's not quite as successful as John Cox. John Cox for governor of Chicago. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.